You'll never know how much I really love you. You'll never know how much I really care. Listen, do you want to know a secret? Do you promise not to tell? Whoa, whoa, closer. Let me whisper in your ear. Say the words you long to hear. I'm in love with you. Ooh. Listen. Do you want to know a secret? Do you promise not to tell?
Greetings and blessings, faithful followers of bbtemple.org, also known as Bartimaeus Baptist Temple. I am honored to fill in today for our precious Priscilla Whitmore as she recoups from surgery this week. So we pray that she heal well, and Pris, we shall see you as soon as possible. So that little clip that we just played was Do You Want to Know a Secret? By a group called the Beatles. Anybody remember the Beatles? It was a classic. Some of us grew up hearing it, but I chose it today because we are going to talk about a little secret I believe our awesome Lord just can't wait to share with us today in a message entitled Content is King. Content is King. So now, O ye holder of the sacred clicker, change that slide. And up on the screen should appear a scripture, lo and behold, from the book of Philippians. And it is found in Philippians 4. And we are going to read verses 11 through 13 from the New American Standard Bible, NASB. Not that I speak from want, for I have learned to be content in whatever circumstances I am. I know how to get along with humble means, and I also know how to live in prosperity in any and every circumstance. I have learned the secret of being filled and going hungry, both of having abundance and suffering need. Verse 13, I can do all things through Him who strengthens me. Amen. Is that a verse or what? It's like a life verse for me. Now, of course, the book of Philippians is an epistle, or simply a letter. Back in the day, we used to write letters. And this one was written by the Apostle Paul to encourage new believers in Christ. And in this passage, we get just a passing glimpse of a concept I believe is so powerful. I don't want us to miss it. I have missed it for far too long, and I'm just so excited to share it with you today, because I don't want you to miss it. Says Paul, I have learned to be content. Because if you get that, you can also say, I have learned the secret of doing all things through Christ who strengthens us. Wow, I wish we had time just to talk for hours about this, but just in the essence of time, get that clicker, get it ready, and let's go. And what we're going to do is we're going to just go one slide down, and I'm going to talk a little bit about, this is the section where we do what we called look. In others, we did the introduction, the hook. We read from the book, and now we're going to take a look. And my personal testimony this week is courtesy of my big brother, Dr. James Shea, who visited last week and was here because he has recently graduated at the tender age of 62 with a degree in podiatry, which is being a doctor of the feet, legs and feet. If any of you have ever had problems with those, you've probably been to a podiatrist. And that's what he is. But he's now in the process of finding a place to do his residency. And he has come here to Dallas because they do a big, like every January, they do a big podiatry town, who knew, right? And doing a lot of interviews. And I know that this is somewhat frustrating for him because he did it last year. And I think I shared about that. So he was back again this year because he's back to living in Wisconsin and had been briefly just working with another podiatrist. That didn't work out, so he's trying again. And I love my big bro. But we grew up in a house together. Let's just say was not the most peaceful place on earth. And we now can share these things because we spent so many years together growing up there. And patterns emerge in families, as you well know. And the one major in our family is anger. Just people losing their temper and then people overreacting. And I grew up with that. You know what? I'm not going to have any of that anymore. Easy to say, not so easy to do, right? So praise be to God, he gets the glory. And Jim was hanging out with some buds. And it was Beloved's 50th birthday. 5-0, big one, right? And we're waiting and we're waiting and we're waiting. And he had actually purchased the cake on my behalf. Thank you, big brother. But he took off. And we're sort of waiting, or should we go ahead, not knowing. And he comes in at 9 o'clock. And normally now, growing up, that would be anger a trigger of anger. However, our awesome Lord went ahead earlier in the day and just really spoke to my heart and said, I want you to share something with your big brother, who, and I hope I'm not going too terribly long. We, back in the day, 1972, went to a Billy Graham crusade, walked down to accept the Lord as our personal Savior. I know. I remember it. I was there. I have the paperwork, even a receipt. But suffice to say, both of us have sort of, you know, we, at that point, were really not in a church. And we both sort of, you know, went our separate ways. Lo and behold, decades passed. Lord brought me back. Jim, not so much. But I know he always remembers that. And I know that he knows how I feel. And, of course, being married to a pastor, how important this is to us. And so he came back. And I think he was just ready for me to just jump on him. Because boy, did he start apologizing. Beloved will tell you. And believe me, Beloved, anger, not something he ever does. And not, you know, just very forgiving. But I think he was still like sitting back watching this thinking, okay. And earlier in the day, I had gone to my shelf. And I pulled off something so very sacred, and that was the Bible that our father, Harry R. Shea, used to take with him and witness to people at a local diner called Dink's. And even after he passed away, Beloved and I went there for a cup of coffee, and they remembered him, and they called him the Bible guy, right? And so here I gave my big brother, who is, you know, pretty far, far away from the Lord, but I know he's drawn him back. I gave him There were gifts for beloved, you know. Party for beloved. I think the most important gift that we gave was to my brother, because I handed him the bag, and in it was the Bible Guy's Bible, this very sacred book, along with a mohair sweater that he used to wear when he was working at his desk. He was an architectural draftsman. So very, very powerful that it just, I mean, it like brought my brother to tears. And he was just so moved. There was nothing he could say. But I know if I can get him to open a Bible, it'll be the Bible Guy's Bible, amen? Of all the Bibles in the world, I could buy him the finest leather-bound Bible. But the one he's going to open was the one that I had, that I've had for years. My father passed away in 05. It's been 15 years. But now it's the Bible that I am praying that my brother is going to take when he becomes the Bible Guy in the future. Amen. How powerful is that? Wow. This is an awesome testimony to share. But suffice to say, back to our Sunday school. You want to know a secret? Change that slide. Here's the secret. Content is king. Learning to be content in all circumstances. That's the key. That's our takeaway today. And I really pray you grab a hold of this. Because when you get to that point, there's nothing the Lord could not use you to do. There's not anything He can't allow you to help spread that word, because that is so powerful. You will reach people that you never, never thought you could. And it's not you. It's not you. It's the Lord using you. And what an honor that is. Amen. So, good people of Bartimaeus Baptist Temple, friends, fam, I just want to end with this prayer, and I pray that you'll learn the secret of being content in all circumstances. Because when you get that, the Lord can allow you and be a part of Him using you to do all things. Through Christ who strengthens you, who strengthens us, who strengthens our churches, who strengthens our families, who strengthens our hearts and our homes. So Lord, we are just so honored today to share this little secret. You want to know a secret? No, we're not going to keep this secret. This is one we're going to go out and we're going to share. Fear, glory, Lord, in the name of Jesus, amen.